I admit she had talents, that woman, that candidate. Knowledge, tick, skills, tick. But she talks too neatly, like it's all simple. She's very appealing, to some sorts of person. But she's not for us. I'm giving a cross for strategic because she can plan. But it's all in practice instead of on paper. She's not political. She'll do things without thinking. Of us will be cut on her rough edges. Communication. Too customer-orientated. She'll progress chase, ruffling our feathers like a poacher, spotting gaps, taking chances, crashing through the deadwood. I may be unfair, but consider. Something's driving her. She'll analyse everything, opening our drawers like a matron, inspecting fingernails, fussing over details, stock-checking the larder. I've got to be hard on her. That woman's too visionary. She is wanting to set the world on fire with ideas of tomorrow. Well, we're not ready yet. When we can't promote her, she'll call a competitor, run to the union, or get pregnant. But I liked him, and so will the team. He's a safe pair of hands on a straight bat. He'll respect boundaries and hit the odd target. I particularly liked the way he answered the question about his strengths and weaknesses. It wasn't as if he was trying too hard. And that's what we want. His face just fits. You won't ever put your finger on it. She would have done, you see. She'd have tried and put her finger on it.